This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. Beginning a week from tonight, and continuing for 8 weeks on a beautiful hilltop in Santa Fe, it's music of Mozart, Verdi, Offenbach, and Rossini, the 2013 season of the Santa Fe Opera. We're seated just down the hill from that opera house this morning, outside in the opera's cantina. And with us is the head of the Santa Fe Opera, its general director, Charles McKay. Charles, thank you so much for inviting us to be with you this morning.
It's great to see you, Spencer. Thank you so much for coming up.
There are 5 productions this summer. 3 are brand new productions, including a world premiere, which is Oscar by Theodore Morrison. These 3 new productions are centered around powerful, popular star performers in the title roles. For instance, opening next Friday night, Susan Graham.
Yes, this is Susan Graham singing The Grand Duchess of Gerolstein for the first time in her career. A comic opera in the best tradition. It's one of Offenbach's very, very best scores. And Susan Graham is the perfect person to play this role. It's really the story of the ultimate, or perhaps the original cougar. The Duchess is the patron of a military academy and sets her sights on one of the cadets. And she makes it her business to conquer him. And the Grand Duchess really has the feeling of being a big party, a wonderfully fun evening. And it serves as a nice counterbalance to some of the more serious pieces in the repertory.
For instance, La Donna del Lago, which is the first time you're presenting Rossini's opera here in Santa Fe.
That's right. And it follows on the big success of Malmetto Secondo last year. We know Rossini mostly as a composer of comic operas, The Barber of Seville, La Cenerentola, or Cinderella, but he was also a serious opera composer, and his serious operas, such as Donna del Lago and Malmetto, really served as the prototypes for Verdi, especially. And the star of this production will be Joyce DiDonato, who is really the reigning diva in terms of the Rossini canon. She owns the part of Elena in Donna del Lago. And we're thrilled that she is coming to the Santa Fe Opera to do her first appearances of the role in the U.S.
In terms of Susan Graham and Joyce DiDonato, their participation in The Grand Duchess of Gerolstein and La Donna del Lago, respectively, how important was that in your putting those shows on the schedule?
It was absolutely key. And also the fact that we are doing Oscar is because of David Daniels. He was the driving force behind this opera about Oscar Wilde and brought it to my attention even before I became general director. He was he was putting the musical excerpts in my hand and saying, this is a piece which Santa Fe needs to do. And it all hinged on having David Daniels here to play Oscar Wilde. But an interesting thing, even when we have big stars, and I think this may be the first time in the Santa Fe Opera's history when we have had 3 megastars present in one season. Even so, it is always an ensemble approach. And by that, I mean these big stars come to Santa Fe 4 weeks in advance and spend all the meticulous preparation time that we always devote to our productions. That just makes for a very organic creation of the production and the development of the characters and so forth. And it is diametrically opposed to what we might call the instant opera approach, where you have a production and you add a star at the very last moment, add water, stir, and there you go. It never has quite the same impact or a depth of feeling as a production that is carefully rehearsed from the very get-go.
And with so everybody.
That has been really important to us, and it's simply great that these big stars are willing to commit and come to Santa Fe, in all 3 cases, coming back to Santa Fe to devote the summer to this great art and to sharing this wonderful music with our audiences.
It's great. Charles McKay is the general director of the Santa Fe Opera. The new season opens Friday night, June 28th, with Offenbach's The Grand Duchess of Gerolstein, and continues through August 24th, with a repertoire that also includes The Marriage of Figaro, La Donna del Lago, La Traviata, and the world premiere of Oscar. For tickets and a season schedule, go to santafeopera.org. Charles, wishing you a terrific, successful season.
Thank you so much, Spencer.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith. Thanks to Tristan Klum for engineering.